What we urge you to do then, you can't keep these thoughts from coming into your mind of what happened, but you don't have to ruminate on them. You don't have to dwell on them. You don't have to live in what we call victim mentality. Victim mentality is defining myself today by what happened to me yesterday. What we would urge you, and Lynn hinted at it a while ago, is you stop telling the negative story again and again to yourself and to other people. We worked with a lady several years ago that had gone through a divorce very similar to what Lynn had experienced. We saw her a couple years later. She had been involved in mission work, had really built a life for herself, found a fine Christian man, had married him, and everything was going great. So we were talking to her, and well, how are things going? And she just illuminated us and said, yes, the things are going great and everything wonderful. But then she said to Lynn, she said, Lynn, I'm doing fine, but I just can't quite get over what he did to me and to my children. Lynn then said, well, what do you do when people ask you about your divorce? Well, I go through what happened, what he did, the counseling we tried to get, all these other things. Lynn said, why do you go through all that? She said, well, I don't want to be perceived as a person who would bail out on a marriage. Lynn then, I thought, gave her a great piece of advice. She said, why don't you do what I do? Instead of going through all the details and all the problems and all the difficulties, just tell people that you divorced because of incompatibility. You couldn't get along with your ex-husband's girlfriends, and just leave it at that. And I thought that was excellent advice.
And change the subject.
Change the subject.
Change the subject.
Go on to something else. Now, if you've been the person who has messed up and really made some bad choices, somebody asks you about it, you can say, well, there was a time in my life that I was writing my testimony, and God sure did a great job, didn't he? One of the suggestions we give you very strongly is you need to not dwell on this. You push it out, and you put in good stuff. And that's why we're such strong proponents of praise music. Put it in your car, put it in your pickup, put it in your kitchen, wherever you are. See, it's impossible to praise God and have an unforgiving spirit. And so you fill your life then with the good stuff. Claudette had a statement, and I put it in my book, Beyond the Storm. She said, if bad things happen to bad people and good things happen to good people, we'd be good for the wrong reasons.
It's true.
You need to think about that. Bad things are going to happen to good people. Look at the story of Joseph, all the bad things that happened to him. But he come to the end of his life and said, what you did to me, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, for the saving of these people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Viktor Frankl was right. The last freedom we give up lies between our two ears. We decide what we think about. We decide what we dwell on. No one has the right to tell you the story of your life.